The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What started as a fun adventure ended with a very grisly discovery.
Well, that was certainly an interesting way to start this episode, wasn't it? Well, I really got something really interesting for you guys today, or tonight, or whatever time it is that you're listening to this. Welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the kick-ass podcast where we discuss true crime, ghost stories, and interesting random shit that I find online. Hosted by me, the dopest solo podcaster you have ever come across. Damn, you guys, you don't even know how lucky you are that you found me. I can only imagine the other, like, the crappy podcasts that you've listened to before you found me. Ugh, God, you poor souls. don't mean to toot my own horn, but beep, beep. Okay, so this has been a really interesting, annoying, frustrating-ass year. And I mean that in a very negative way. And I don't know about you guys, but 2020 can suck it. It can just suck it. It can DX that shit. Just suck it. Making a WWE reference. Yeah, DX, all right. was it Shawn Michaels and Triple H? Suck it. All right. So, like, okay, I'm just really over this year. It's not even funny. I'm just over it. Side note, why is that a saying? Like, when we describe something that we can't stand or feel the need to explain, it's not funny. Like, that's so lame, it's not even funny. Like, why do we... Anyways, moving on. Anywho, but yeah, fuck 2020. But why... why you gotta suck so hard, 2020? I mean, honestly. You know, things have been going to hell since, like, that orange, rapey, wrinkled, illiterate, racist bitch was elected president by his ignorant-ass minions. Ugh. Hey, you know, listen, if you voted for Trump... I stand by what the fuck I just said. Trump supporters are ignorant as fuck. Let's just, you know, that's how I feel. Honestly, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably feel the same fucking way. let me also state that being called ignorant isn't an insult. If you no longer wish to be ignorant, then educate yourself. Problem solved. See? Boom. There are two types of people in this world. All right, well, clearly there's more, but for me, to prove my point, for now, there are two types of people in this world. Okay, so we've got the stupid people, and we've got the ignorant people. The difference is, the ignorant can't be taught. I feel like I've said this before. Godspeed to the stupid people out there, okay? I ain't got no time for that. Okay, I got shit to do, okay? TikToks to make, all kinds of things. Also, hey, where did the murder hornets go? Has anyone else seen? I haven't heard about them in quite some time. Did they kill enough? Are they on the prowl? Are we okay? I mean, wasn't that a thing for a while? Like, wasn't that an issue? So anyway, that's where my mind has been currently, everywhere. So anyways, moving on to the podcast episode. Last week, we talked about some hilarious and random news stories that I found online. And that the guy that owns 150 Confederate flags, yeah, seems to be a bit much in my opinion, just saying. But, you know, to the couple getting it on publicly at the train station in Brooklyn, yeah, they was getting that wow on, you know what I'm saying? That, my friends, is what I call classy. Legit. I mean, I don't know how you guys feel about public sex, but currently, you know, not wanting to contract COVID-19, you know, while trying to bust a nut in public, it just doesn't seem worth it. That's just me, you know. Do that at home where it's sterilized, you know. Shit. And we had a woman also who got shot 4 times for stealing a Nazi flag. That was a very interesting story, you know. And a guy, who was arrested for not wearing a mask, and lots more. So it was a really fun and random ass episode, I must say. So if you haven't heard that episode yet, don't fret. It's still there. You can listen to it after this. This week, we are going to talk about a topic that is extremely new to me, but I find very interesting. I'm not sure if you guys have heard of rando knotting, but it's like all the rage on social media right now. Everyone's talking about it. It's trending, you know. And if you're not, if you're at all like me, then you're probably wondering what the fuck rando knotting is. And I'll do the best I can to explain it. To be honest with you, I'm still trying to understand it myself. But from what I can understand, rando knotting is when you use an app. It's called Rando Nautica, and it helps discover new things, interesting things, or even like creepy shit in the world around you. It's very interesting. Now, here's the confusing part. when you open up the app, you choose the quantum point or that you want or whatever, which I don't understand what the fuck a quantum point is. I looked it up and it actually confused me even more. But something about like anomalies and attractors or voids, I don't fucking understand. You can choose between those three things and it could help you locate what you're trying to find. Okay, anyways, let me drink this water. My throat is dry. Okay, so then you set the radius, which lets the app know how far you're willing to travel. And then you set your intentions mentally, and you have to focus on a word or phrase or something that you want to find. Like the app, it like reads your mind and will send you location coordinates to your phone through the app. Then you either go to the location or you don't. But now if you decide to go, supposedly the app will take you somewhere that involves whatever your intentions were. And so it'll actually, like, for instance, if you are like thinking about the color red or something like that, and you use the app, it'll literally pinpoint you a location somewhere near you or someplace you can get to. And it'll probably send you to something that is red or says red or something like that. So it's kind of crazy. So TikTok has made this super popular. So it's now all over social media, which, by the way, follow me on TikTok at Amber Smiles Jones. Okay, self-plug. But it does get very interesting. And I've got some stories that I can't wait to share with you. But before we dive into the world of rando knotting, if you're listening to this podcast on an Apple device, do me a favor and show your support, you know, by giving this podcast a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcast, because doing that will actually help me reach more listeners and actually help my podcast grow. My little solo podcaster, help me. Okay. also, Pro Silly listeners, for those of you who are listening to my older episodes, feel free to share your opinion on my Twitter account, or you can email me, or you can call in on my Google Voice number, leave me a message, text me, what have you. It's not too late. Those podcast episodes are still lots of fun. Check those out. My Twitter account and my Instagram account for this podcast is at It's Pro Silly. And everything is spelled correctly. I-T-S-P-R-O, then the word silly. Also, I will be sure to check out the Instagram page, It's Pro Silly, for this podcast, because I will be having photos and maybe even some videos pertaining to the subject of this episode, rando nodding. All right. Oh, and my Google Voice number is 805-664-1828. And I do not know why I sound like Barry White right now. My voice is super deep, kind of fucked up. I've been coughing, but don't worry, it's not COVID. A bitch smoked before she recorded this, and I had a little cough. Okay, I had a big cough. So my throat is a little dry. That's all. So don't freak out. All right, let's get to it.
If you like to be spooked, listen. Rando Knotting. It's an app you download. It's called Rando Knot. What is it? Rando Knot gives you QRPs, quantum random points. What are quantum random points, bitch? Let me explain that to you. Quantum random points are high points of energy and power near you. Attractors have a lot of energy, voids don't have as much. So if you really want to get spooked, you go to attractors. This app gives you the location of attractors and voids, and then you go. There's an entire subreddit where people explain the weird stuff that happens at these points. People report paranormal activity, leaving the simulation or reality, feeling like you're tripping on drugs, spiritual awakening. But the number one thing reported that they say is a phenomenon because it can't be explained is the universe will manifest whatever you want. So they say before you go to this point, think of something really hard that you want. One time a person thought dog, and they went and there was a puppy! Spooky, bitch! Spooky! I'm going rando nutting right now, bitch.
These teens are about to make a gruesome discovery.
Some teens who were using a TikTok app that randomly generates a nearby location to explore got to the location. They were shocked by what they found.
They were exploring a remote part of a beach in Seattle when they came across the mysterious black luggage. At first, they had no idea what was inside, which is why they could be heard joking around in the video.
Guys, we found a suitcase at the beach.
Gotta go. I'll
do stuff. Bro. Wait, open it. Open it. It stinks, y'all.
Suddenly, as they poked open the suitcase with a stick, the smell became overwhelming, and only then did they realize something sinister might be inside.
Oh. Okay, so she's calling the police so we can see if it's actually a dead body or it's just food. Here's the crime scene.
When cops got there, they confirmed the presence of human remains in the trash bag stuffed inside the suitcase. So how did the teens end up here at this specific location where they found the suitcase? They were directed there by a smartphone app called Randonautica.
The app has exploded in popularity among young people during the last few months thanks to the COVID-19 lockdown. It's supposed to be a fun new way to explore the world around you by sending you randomly selected geographic coordinates.
Joshua Langfelder created the app and says he never expected anyone to find a dead body.
How did you react when you heard the news?
I was shocked and surprised. We reached out to the teens and made sure that they were okay and let them know that that wasn't what we intended. It's an unfortunate coincidence.
The medical examiner is working to identify the remains and determine a cause of death. Another bag of human remains was found floating in the ocean nearby. One teen called the experience so traumatic, it changed my life.
So let's get back to the interesting part, shall we? So your attentions are super important. If you use the Randonautica app with bad intentions, if you're using it for dark purposes, you'll find what you're looking for. And in case of teenagers, these teenagers that you just heard about, they happen to have found a dead body. Now, this happened in Seattle. So police were, they were actually kind of, it was a frenzy because they ended up finding a lot of unidentified bodies in that area. So shit hit the fan in Seattle. And this is real. Like, Google it. Shit is in the news. This is real. You know, and there have been a lot of very interesting stories and video footage of many people who have decided to use the Randonautica app. And of course, there are always going to be those that want to explore the dark side. But not everyone has dark intentions. Some people use it to find valuables, ghosts, or maybe just an amazing scenery they didn't realize existed around them. So let's discuss a few Randonautica stories. I found a couple that are really interesting. Now this one's going to be an interesting one. So we're going to start off with a light one just to get us, just to wet your whistle a bit. Just wet it up. So we have one Randonauter, which, you know, that's what they call it. Randonauting. The Randonauter Randonauts with Randonautica. It's a lot. Anyways, one Randonauter set their intentions to find treasure. And he received the location coordinates. And when he got there, he found a table. And there was like free food just sitting there. And there was even a sign near the free food that said, anyone could have some. Now, I don't know if he actually took the food or not, or if he tried it, but I know my ass would not have. No sir, no ma'am, no way, no how. Okay? Excuse me. But some people that, you know, that might be considered treasure, like, what if he went randonauting on an empty stomach? Huh? See? Yeah, that would have been treasure, especially if it was like a plate of like lemon pepper wings, extra buttery, extra lemony, extra crispy with cheese fries. Yeah, I might have to have a bite or two. I ain't gonna lie. So anyways, that got creepy. Wait till you guys hear this one. This is interesting. This one says, first adventure focused on somewhere cool to convince me that this is worth my time. That's legit what they were focused on. Something that will be interesting and cool that's worth their time. And so when they actually ended up arriving at a house that was actually built for the man who wrote Webster's first dictionary. I got to say, that didn't disappoint, did it? Because that's what that person wanted. They wanted to go somewhere that would prove that it wasn't a waste of their time. And that's very interesting and also random as fuck. I love it. And I guess that's why they call it Randonautica. I'll be sure to post that one on the It's Pro Silly Instagram page. That's kind of cool. So next up, we have a woman who wanted to find something red. That's it. She was just thinking about the word red. She focused on the word red and then she went searching. This bitch comes across a random ass red couch in the middle of nowhere near some train tracks. Like, bitch, stop playing. I cannot. No, ma'am. Like, so pretty much the app uses your energy or whatever it is that you put out into the world to locate the things that you desire. Yeah, it's like, it's insane, and I have to do it. Like, oh my, it's a good thing I have a YouTube channel. Wink, wink. Okay, I'm going to have to do a Randonauting YouTube channel video. Okay, well, that's redundant. All right. Oh, and make sure you check out the podcast Instagram once again for pages. Instagram page for photos and videos about some of the things that we're discussing in this episode at It's Pro Silly once again. It should be down in the description, what do you call it? The show notes. Oh my God, this shit is fucking titties. Okay, so I'm really excited about to try this out. I don't know if it's a good idea for me to do it by myself, depending on, you know, where it takes me, because it's going to take me to locations that I've never seen before, usually. So you know, I might end up in a seedy neighborhood. I don't know, but we'll see. I am really thinking about doing it. Okay, so this next one kind of touched me. Can't lie. It definitely gave me the chills, you know. And we have a woman whose sister passed away, and when she was using the Randonautica app, her intention was the word closure, meaning she wanted to find closure, you know. The app sent her coordinates to a field full of flowers, and they happened to be her sister's birth flowers. Now, I will make sure I put this photo that I'm talking about of the story onto the It's Procilli Instagram page, because honestly, I have no idea what kind of flowers these are. So I don't know. So if you check out the Instagram page, make sure you comment and let me know if you know what kind of flowers they are, because they are pink. Okay, they're pink, and they look like flowers. Yeah, that's all I got. I'm gonna need your help. Now, the interesting thing about the flowers that she found, you know, her sister's birth flower, in the photo, she's showing her arm, which has a tattoo on it. That is the flower. She tatted her sister's birth flower onto her arm. And then in the Randonautica, found the same flower. Like, I've got no words. Except what the fuck. I guess that's three words. Okay, so this next one is a little bit closer to the creepy side. Okay, so I'm sure that many of you were probably hoping for that. So we will be right back, because I'm not sure if you can hear it, but my cat is like losing her fucking mind in the background, and I just want to make sure that she is not possessed. So check out this hold music real quick. Sammy, what the F are you doing? So I returned. My cat was reacting to something that I can't fucking see, because she's like looking in the air and responding to something. I don't know. Yeah, okay. So speaking of creepy, there's apparently a spirit in my home. I'm gonna need it to leave. Okay, let's get back to the story, and if anything else occurs, I will let you know. I'm like literally looking around, and I live in a studio apartment, so there's nowhere I can really go. I mean, I guess I can run to the bathroom and close the door, but it's a spirit. I don't think a closed door is gonna stop it. Oh, okay. So, like I said, this next one is a little bit closer to the creepy side. I guess we're the perfect mood for that currently. Oh, man. Okay, so we have a woman who decided to check out the app, and she went to check on a few locations, but with different intentions. So let's take a look at her story. I found this one on Reddit, and I'm just going to go ahead and read verbatim, what she has written here. It says here, newbie Randonauter here. I really only downloaded the app because of seeing all the videos on TikTok, good and bad experiences, and it piqued my curiosity. For my first two attempts/trips, I wasn't overly impressed. I had to set my intent on my first one for cats. Excuse me, a little bit of grammatical errors here. I had to set my first intent on my first one for cats. The coordinates wanted me to go down this long driveway on the outskirts of town, with two houses at the very back. I didn't see any cats from the road or anything relating to cats, and I didn't feel like potentially trespassing on anyone's property to possibly find a cat. And then I have to explain to said property owner why exactly I was trespassing. So I called it a wash and tried again. For my second trip, I set my intention on purple flowers and set off to the next coordinates, which were about 5 minutes across town from where my first coordinates took me. I pulled up to a spot that the GPS told me to go, which happened to be in front of an old folks' home where the entire front yard is covered in pink and purple flowers. See, guys? She asked for purple flowers. Bitch got purple flowers. Now, this is her second attempt. The first one, she was like, I ain't going back to them houses. Fuck that shit. But this one worked. Okay, she goes on to say, this one made me think, maybe there really is something to this. But flowers are all over the place. Could it be a coincidence? Now, for my third one, I set my intent to fear. I know lots of people say to please be careful with what you set your intent to. Totally agreed, because I knew I was not going to make the actual trip due to the coordinates being in a random spot on the highway by my house. And also due to the random fact that I'm alone, it's almost nighttime, and my mama didn't raise no fool. I feel like this is a black woman. This is a black woman, yeah. Okay, so instead, I decided to Google Street View it. Smart. She pulled up Google Street View. I was going to say Street View. Wow, I'm black, definitely. Google Street View it. So she pulled up the Street View, and at the first sight, I thought, all right, she shows a random car driving down the highway. I guess this one didn't work. Until I noticed that behind that car is the exact guardrail that I hit approximately 1 year ago when it was downpouring, raining outside. And I ended up hydroplaning and ultimately totaling my car. Y'all, that kind of got me shook. You know, holy shit. Wow. So that's what happens when you put your intent on fear. And that's insane, because I can imagine seeing the exact guardrail where you were in a terrifying accident, where your car was totaled, you're hydroplaning. That could bring up a lot of fear. Because when you're hydroplaning, you have no control of your car. The best thing you can do is let go of that bitch and go for the ride. Don't make it worse and flip that shit by trying to control it, because you're not going to. It's pretty terrifying. Now, in doing research for this podcast episode, I read a lot of different experiences, and some of them say, you know, the first couple of times that they used the app, they didn't find what they were looking for. They didn't notice anything specific towards what their intentions were for. Or sometimes it sends them to a place that, you know, could be considered private property, like she said. You know, which, by the way, if you do decide to try this app, don't trespass. Don't trespass and get your ass arrested. Don't do that. Okay? It's just not worth it. What are you doing here? I'm calling the cops. Oh, yeah, well, I just got this app called Randonautica. Yeah, your address popped up on the app, said I could find a dead body. Just thought I'd snoop around. Can you just unlock this shit for me? That's not how. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because you can find, like, a serial killer or a Republican. Just be careful. It's dangerous.
Okay, really quickly, I'm going to say this in 1 minute. We tried to do the app Randonautica. That was the most terrifying experience ever. We started out, we're like, hey, let's manifest water. We want to see water. It gives us a location 1 minute away to a fucking water hydrant. The dot is on a water hydrant. We're like, okay, fine. That's what a chance. Next, we try a toilet. We're like, we really want to see a toilet. We go to this location in our area. We're like, there's no toilet. There's no bathroom. There's a sign that says no dogs peeing or pooping. And it's two pictures of dogs peeing and pooping. We're like, okay, fine. We do it again. We're like, let's try it again. Maybe it gets worse. We do a red convertible. We go to the back darkest neighborhood that it gives us, and there's a red wheelbarrow tipped over. There's no wheelbarrows here. Like, fine, comment and like say like that's rare, whatever. We turn the car, there's a red Prius in the driveway. Fourth location, we're like, let's do something crazy, let's try a boat, something really specific. It gives us a location at the back of two different courts. Under the dot exactly, we drive up, there's a giant boat trailer and a boat.
Okay, if you have seen any TikToks about the Randonautica app, I'm shook. You need to keep listening. My boyfriend and I were supposed to get this kitten today, and my mom said no, so of course we were really sad about it. And then I saw a TikTok about the Randonautica app, and I was like, we need to do that because I really want a kitten. So, this is the location it gave us. As you can see, It's 5 minutes from where we live, kind of in the middle of nowhere, but there was easy roads to get there. And there was a gate blocking us from getting where we needed to be. Then when I was turning the car around, I kid you not,
come here, buddy.
This kitten was there.
Don't worry, I'm back. I know you miss me. Calm down. I've more stories to tell. Oh, wait, let me try that. I want to say that again in like an old lady voice with like a British accent. Okay. I've more stories to tell. Close enough. Nailed it. Okay, so the next story is sweet. I love it, actually. We have someone who had the intent to communicate or receive a sign from a loved one that passed. And his name was Zach. I mean, I couldn't find how he passed. She didn't explain that. But after exploring, she came across a poster that said, "Remember Zach." Now, it was probably a different Zach, but what are the fucking odds, right? That's, I don't know. Okay, so here's a light one, too. So it says here, first time adventuring with a friend, spent with, their actual intent was spooky. The word spooky was their intention. And they ended up, the coordinates sent them to a street. And you'll never guess what the street was. It was called Spook Lane. Yeah, I've got a photo of that one. I'll put that one up on the gram. That's so weird. Okay, so all right, so this one is definitely on my top favorite list here, my top five favorites, or maybe top three of the ones that we've done so far. And this guy used the app, and he was looking for a sign on how he could deal with his ex-girlfriend that just happened to come back into his life, his ex-girlfriend. And he found a literal sign that said, "No U-turn." Okay, it was a no left turn, but I was lying. It was a no left turn sign, but it had that huge red circle with the red line across it. It just, I don't know. I feel like that's a huge sign. Plus, it's an actual sign. I hope he listened. Oh, wow. Okay, so we have another story, but this one's a little terrifying, especially if you are random nodding alone as a woman, or maybe as anyone who doesn't want to see what I'm about to read to you. This woman shares a story about her first time random nodding, and she ran into a sexual predator. Yeah. So let's go ahead and read what she had to say. Okay, let me scroll up. Okay, here it is. So, I've never done this before until today, and I wanted to find a location where I could come across something magical. I set my intention in my head as magical, but then part of me was wondering what would happen if I accidentally set my intention as fear. But I tried not to think about that because I did not want to get too freaked out. So I entered my location and it gave me a spot to go. I walked about 20 minutes and it brought me to this wood/park kind of area. And the exact spot was this cluster of public huts and benches. And it was really beautiful because the sunlight came through right on top of it. It was pretty enclosed and there wasn't anyone around, but it reminded me of these wooden structures that were sprawled all over Central Park in New York, where people actually used to go to do bird watching. Anyway, I sat down on the bench and pretty soon a group of birds flew to the bench and started sitting next to me. I also noticed there was an engraving on the bench about being grateful for what life has returned to you after what you've given to the world. It was really beautiful and peaceful. So I began lying down on the bench, just taking in the sunlight, when I noticed something in the wooden structure behind me. I turned around, and there was a man in a red jacket facing the opposite direction of me. I thought, okay, this is kind of creepy, but who knows? People probably just come here all the time to relax and to be by themselves. But I had a really bad feeling. because part of me was scared that I had actually set the intention as fear. I turned around, and now the man was staring at me. And I looked at him and immediately realized he was masturbating. He started grinning, and my heart sank. And I ran so fast from the area that I didn't even look behind me to see if I left anything. Thankfully, he didn't approach me, and I managed to leave the area and get home safe. But I really was shaken and disgusted. Moral of the story, if you go rando nodding, either don't go by yourself or make sure the area you're going to is an open public space. I cannot imagine. I cannot. That is just gross. I've seen way too many episodes of Law and Order SVU. Okay, that guy could have been a serial rapist who's like a fucking, I don't know, like a fourth grade English teacher by day or some shit. Dun dun. Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Okay. So, wait. All right. I have an idea. I don't really know if it'll work, honestly. But, okay. What if I try the app out right now while you're listening? I mean, it is nighttime. So currently, and I'm definitely not going to do this shit by myself, especially at night. But what if we tried the app and we use the Google Earth to take a look at whatever coordinates the app, you know, sends me? I'm really curious. Okay, let's try. Hold music. Okay, so I've opened up the Randonautica app. And I think I know what I'm doing, but I don't. But obviously it's dark out here. It's like 12:30 at night, so I'm not going to be going outside doing this, like I said. So what I want to do is, the app gives you the street view option. So I decide to click that, and I'm hoping to manifest something yellow. So right now I am, which street is this on my street view? I think this is North Ridgewood and, what is this, Melrose? Okay, so I'm looking for something yellow, and I'm kind of walking, or not walking, but I guess walking, or we're on Street View, goddammit, okay? I don't know what it's called. We're scrolling through. Oh, hey, there's Paramount Picture Studios. Okay, I know where this is. And wait a damn minute. Hey, there's a yellow truck. No fucking way. I gotta screenshot this for the gram. Hold on. Let me just... Wait, what just happened? Oh, I hit the wrong button. Oops. All right. Screenshot. That's fucking random. Because I was just saying I wanted to manifest something yellow, and this isn't even in something... Like, this is an old picture. Or, I mean, I recognize this street. And it's right by the Paramount Picture Studios and Rally's Studios or whatever. And they are advertising Scandal on the side of Rally's and Black-ish. You know, and Scandal is no longer, they're not filming that anymore. So it's still kind of, it's an old street view, but I was manifesting or intent of finding something yellow. And I went down a couple of streets and I didn't see anything at first. And then I turned around, like just kind of like turned the street view camera around, and there is a back of a yellow truck. It looks like an delivery truck or something, like for food or something. Wow. That kind of intrigues me. So if I can do that from something that's already, you know, this picture is old as shit. So I can imagine what would happen if I actually went out into the world and tried to rando knot for real, for reals. Bruh, this is crazy. If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's be careful what you put into the world. You know, professionally silly life rules, guys. Oh my God. Certainly interesting. It looks like you can only use up to 10 free rando searches or something. I don't know, maybe it's a day. I'm not really sure how it works. I'll have to look more into it. But this is very interesting. Once I figure out how to work it, you know, it'll be a fun video. It'll be a fun video. I mean, I'm not sure if this app is actually real, meaning you can conjure up what you're looking for or some sign of it. Like, I'm not sure if that's real. But then a part of me thinks, oh, fuck, why not? You know? I mean, there's a lot of people who say, you know, you get what you put into this world. And I've heard that so many times for so many different people in my entire life. So maybe this app is a way to test that out in the physical, like in the physical world, but a lot faster, you know, so much faster. Anyways, guys, this was a fun ass episode. Shout out to BuzzFeed.com, Pocket Addicts.com, Reddit.com. Thank you guys so much for entertaining us for this episode. That's where I found all those silly stories. I definitely need to try this app out in the world. God, you guys know I have to make a YouTube video about this. Oh my God. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening to my podcast. It means so much to me. I'm a solo content creator, so it can be a little bit harder, especially when you're a solo podcaster, you know. So I definitely appreciate everyone and anyone who listens and shares this podcast with their friends and their family. I would love it. Also, guys, don't forget, if you have anything that you want to share on this podcast, be sure to email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. It can be about literally anything you want. Email it to me. You know, this podcast, I cover a lot of interesting topics, and there's always room for your awesomeness. You can be anonymous if you would like. Just be sure to let me know in the email. Also, once again, make sure you follow this podcast on Instagram and Twitter at itsprosilly. ITSPRO, and then the word silly. If you enjoyed this episode or any other episode, please do me a favor, leave me a review, you know, on Apple Podcasts. I would love that. Or even do so on Professionally Silly Twitter account. That'd be great. On the It's Pro Silly Twitter account. Guys, thank you so much for joining me every week. It means so much to me. Make sure that you guys go ahead and check out the show notes for more bonus information, like my social media stuff. I've got so many. Y'all know I got that TikTok. I'll be all up on that. Instagram, Twitter. I got, obviously, my YouTube channel, which is also called Professionally Silly, because a bitch go cray-cray on there. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and another great news. I'm going to be the Paranormal Blacktivity videos that I make on my YouTube channel. Guys, I've made the decision to make Paranormal Blacktivity its own YouTube channel. There's no content on it just yet. The channel does exist, but I have to work on a few things and get things moving, get things looking good, and I'll start posting content on that as soon as possible. So you'll be getting some paranormal investigations and experiences and all kinds of paranormal blacktivity. Once again, I'm your Audible Boothang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to this Professionally Silly station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Once again, guys, feel free to call in about any episode of Professionally Silly that you've heard. You can do so through the Anchor app if you've got it, or you can call/text my Google Voice number for a chance to be featured on the podcast, 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.